Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live here. It's game time decisions. I'm like a kid on Christmas, man. I got everything I could ask for here on a Thursday night. Kevin Walsh with you, joined by Joe Lisi, one half of Carver and Lisi. Joe, great to see you.
Oh, this is it. The long off season of college football. Is this like my first step to becoming a regular on GTD for the college and NFL season? Only time will tell. Listen. I got to see if I'm worthy enough to make the cut. I don't know. I got to see.
This guy's, I'll tell you, he's tough to get a hold of. I tell you, it's nice to see him, though, here. About a month ago, he told me I'd see you in a month. Listen, I made that phone call. Here he is. We call him Monday, too busy, too. That's all right. It's all right. Now, Joe, before we get into some very serious college football business, I am on the Braves here against the Mets. Money line, I'm curious. Listen, people know who listen to Carver and Lisi hot on this baseball. Did you touch this game?
I did, but I had it parlayed with the over 10.5 in the Dodger game. I was on the Braves as well. I know the Mets swept the Yankees, but, you know, I still have time. I could get in from an in-game perspective right after my two hits in two segments here. I'll probably jump in, but I would take the Braves just because Mets are the hottest team, all the money there. I will say this, not just from the All-Star break, but prior, all the Mets do is score overs. It doesn't matter if it's them or giving up 10 runs a game. If you played the Mets over for like the last month and a half, you're raking in money, Kev. 7.5 seems light to me.
Yeah, it's a great look there. And again, I mean it with all sincerity. Joe's been doing great with the baseball. And again, Carver and Lisi, they're live in an hour here on Sports Grid Radio. So make sure you tune in. Now, Joe, look, football season, we're to talk some pro, but today, around the college game, you know, with all these media days, and I believe it was Matt Rhule who said the Big Ten should easily put four teams in the college football playoff. We have a 12-team field, right? And we know there's going to be automatic bids for five conferences. Now, one of those will be the Big Ten, but we have seven at-large bids. And, you know, Rhule's suggesting, hey, three of those should go to the Big Ten. Do you think it's realistic we see four Big Ten teams crack the college football playoff, Joe?
I think it's possible, Kev. Who's the four teams? I think Oregon and Ohio State are the front runners, right? In regards to that, you have Michigan that has a big week two matchup, 3.5-point dogs against Texas. I already like the Wolverines in terms of that matchup. They do have a 22-game home winning streak, assuming that Michigan is 9-3 or at the worst 10-2. I think they're the third team. The fourth team is going to be interesting. USC has a 7.5 number. I talked about it with Ben. I talked about it with Carver. When is the last time you saw a Lincoln Riley team 24-1 to win the Big Ten and great odds just to make the college football playoff? I mean, a win total is 7.5. You have to go back to the days of Clay Helton. So the pressure is off USC if their defense can come up to par and be a 9-win football team and, let's say, knock off Penn State during the regular season. They have the potential to knock down that door. Penn State is the enigma. I mean, three losses last year. Drew Aller, he was absolutely atrocious, under 50% completion percentage. You can't lose to Michigan. You can't lose to Ohio State and Ole Miss, and you can't throw the football. That's a huge problem. So we'll see how they do it this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really interesting, though, with this year's college football playoff format and all of the realignment is kind of figuring out how much real estate is available for these conferences. And, you know, this is a point, Joe, that you made back in January. I mean, you know, when we were, or December, of, hey, we might be trying to figure some stuff out. So are the books. So how are the books going to be able to handle pricing teams here? Let's key in on Michigan. You mentioned their game against Texas, right? And you like Michigan. But here's the thing, Joe. If they lose that game, it doesn't mean season's over. What kind of number could we get on a Michigan Wolverines team currently plus 115 to make a college football playoff if they miss out, right? Right. I think those are going to really be fascinating markets to watch develop here throughout this season.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. That's why I agree with you. You have to sort of like project out, right? So if I'm a Michigan backer right now and I believe that they're going to win week number two against Texas, I'm pulling the trigger at plus 115, right? Because they're not going to be there. They're going to be negative money in terms of that matchup. And then conversely, you're going to see Texas potentially fall to maybe plus money, especially knowing that they still have to play Georgia in the month of October. So that's the way you have to project. If you believe a certain team is going to knock off another in terms of a top 25 battle, jump on the number now. Another team that you could bring up outside of the Big Ten is Clemson. Clemson faces off against Georgia, right? Clemson's 2-1 to make the college football playoff. They're 13.5 point dogs week one, August 31st. If somehow, some way they pull the upset, there is no way they're going to be plus 205 to make the playoff this year, right? And then they're going to be probably negative money to win the ACC. So that's what you have to project out. It's which teams do you feel early on match up well against an opponent, a top 25 opponent, and then can they project out to potentially a double-digit season? That's the way I'm playing it right now.
You know, the thing is, and again, just kind of fascinated by this make the college football playoff market, but, you know, for, I'll use the NFL draft since we're talking football, right? They'll have odds for guys to go in the top 10. And we'll have like 14 guys with minus money. It's like, come on, what are we really doing here? We only have 7 teams that have a minus price to make the college football playoff. There's 12 spots available. You're going to cash plus money. It could be even money. It could be plus 450. Heck, maybe you find that 20-1, 30-1, right? If you know, if you're lucky enough, you can catch that kind of big shot there. But I think when Matt Rhule says, hey, I think we can put 4 teams into that college football playoff, I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong at all. And I think that's okay. You know, if we put 4 teams in from the Big Ten and 4 teams from the SEC, okay, now there's only 4 spots left, right? And if you think about it, ACC champ, Big 12 champ, Group of 5 champ, okay, there's really only 1 spot left. So I don't know if we're going to be able to really put 8 teams in from the SEC and the Big Ten, but we're going to put in at least 6, Joe. But again, I don't think that's a mistake. I think it's going to be up to the committee to not get too scared if they see a 9-3 Oregon. I don't necessarily think that means Oregon isn't a top 12 team. I think there's still room for those kind of ball teams.
Oh, I agree with you, and that's why I say it matters who it is, right? Because if it's a 10-2 Notre Dame team, let's say going up against a 9-3 or a 10-2 Iowa team, I think Notre Dame would get the inside edge because of, you know, Notre Dame having the cachet, Notre Dame being the technical independent, Notre Dame having the national broad-based audience. And again, we know certain teams sort of not the national perspective. Iowa doesn't really move the needle. Look at what happened with Florida State last year, right? 13-0 in the regular season. We treated them like Tulane or a Group of 5 team. So, again, it's really going to matter on which the team is. And that's why I say in the Big Ten that you brought up, if it's USC, that's 10-2 or 9-3, they would much rather have Lincoln Riley and Miller Moss in the college football playoff than potentially, let's just say, Iowa or someone else out of the SEC that doesn't move the gauge as much. So we'll see. Again, I think you're right. It's definitely 6 from the SEC and Big Ten.
Yeah, but look, the funny thing is, man, people are like, oh, Notre Dame. You know, Notre Dame sitting there minus 170, man. And again, you guys know me. You know, go Irish, Notre Dame plus the points. I mean, they make this easy on us sometimes. But I can't believe their win total. 10.5. I mean, this team's flipping to a dog week one. They'd have to run the table after that, Joe.
Yeah, Dave.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have Army and Navy on the docket. Come on. They have USC. You know that. Army and Navy. There's two wins right there. They're going to be favored in almost every game. 10-2 at worst.
Wow. Hot on this Notre Dame. Wait a minute. I like what I'm hearing. Yeah, this is good. This is good. Listen, there's a lot more kind of breaking down and cracking in I need to do, but I saw that 10.5 win total at Notre Dame, and I could not believe my eyes. We'll talk to Kyle. We'll talk to Carl. We'll talk to Joe Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Game Time Decisions. Great to be here, man. Great to be here with Joe Lisi, as always, man. Joe, it's good to see you. It's been too long. And before you know it, we're going to be talking college football, man. And then before you know it, we'll be talking some NFL. And today in the NFL, I know Kirk Cousins was cleared for activity. And, of course, the big offseason signing for the Atlanta Falcons. Do you kind of have a good grasp yet of what you think about this Falcons team, but more specifically Kirk Cousins coming off of the injury in a new system?
Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins might put up numbers from the fantasy and, you know, passing perspective, but expecting Kirk Cousins to win the division, expecting Kirk Cousins to win a meaningful playoff game and challenge for an NFC championship, I think you need to have your head examined. I just can't do it, especially coming off the Achilles tendon surgery and knowing his age. We talk about Aaron Rodgers and that situation. It's the same for Kirk Cousins. And knowing that there's maybe a little not continuity in terms of the locker room with Michael Penix being there and Raheem Morris. I just don't know. I would still put Tampa Bay as the front team, still believe in Baker, still believe in that offense, even though Dave Canales is coaching Carolina. I still think they're the best team, the most complete team in the division. Again, can Atlanta win 9 games? It's possible, but I would bet against it.
You think on a week-to-week basis, though, Joe, because, of course, look, sides, totals, everything, but, you know, you kind of highlight your guys and you alts and whatnot, and I know, you know, we'll have a better rhythm October, November, but do you think Bijan Robinson is a guy that you could see yourself being interested in sophomore season? Because, look, you know it so well. Again, no one knows the college game better, and you saw what he did at Texas. And by the time he got to the pros, the hype around Bijan Robinson was next level. It really was. And I don't think it was his fault, but the expectations, I think he fell a bit short of them, right? Do you think that Bijan has a big breakout this season now with the Atlanta Falcons?
I think he can, Kev. I don't think 1,200 yards on the ground and taking over the duties full-time, or let's say 75% of the production from Tyler Allgeier, is out of the realm of possibility, especially when you have an aging quarterback and not knowing exactly what Kirk Cousins brings. And that's what I'm saying is he might have rehabbed. He might look on in terms of the weight room 100%, but we don't know until in terms of game speed, until he gets in that week one type of environment, how he's going to perform with his new team. So maybe Bijan does take on a bigger load as it relates to the rushing attack. Again, the best thing too to preserve your defense is to have balance. That's running the football as well. I don't think Atlanta had a dominant defense for much of the second half of the season last year. So for me, I think Bijan will have a bigger load. I think obviously 1,200 yards in terms of the ground isn't out of the realm of possibility. And again, him catching potentially maybe 50 to 60 passes as well in the short to intermediate passing game, a la Saquon Barkley, is in the mix as well.
I think just kind of that might be the area. And I don't know, Bijan's a star. that could be the early season area we see more value on Bijan, is the passing game, because that upgrade at quarterback. Because he might not get as many rushing opportunities on a per-game basis. You know, the Algier stuff, I think it's going to be complicated. But, man, the upgrade at quarterback, he and Cousins can find a rhythm. That's what made Bijan such an exciting prospect. It's not just as a pure runner. It's that do-it-all McCaffrey style, certainly. Joe, the Falcons are going to open with Pittsburgh. And we saw Justin Fields throw a really beautiful deep touchdown pass, basically against no one. But it was, I mean, come on, it made the rounds. You think Justin Fields is starting week one against the Falcons?
I do. And I told you, plus 475 to start week one, down to 4-1. And the stars are aligning in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson tweaks about a hammy. He's not 100%. Oh. I told Ben, give it 2 weeks before you see the disgust on Mike Tomlin's face in terms of how Russell Wilson handles this, how he handles it in the locker room, and it's just a matter of time before he implodes. The only way Pittsburgh could get to a wild card and, more importantly, challenge for any stint or stitch of an AFC championship this year is with Justin Fields at the helm. That RPO game is in the mix. I'm telling you, don't be shocked when he's under center week one.
All right. Books would be a bit shocked. Again, you mentioned 4-1. Another one in that market, and it's flipping a little bit, Joe. But Aiden O'Connell's now the favorite to start for Las Vegas. Do you think that's a mistake?
Yes, I do. Let's put it what it is. You know what you have in Aiden O'Connell. Gardner Minshew, all he does is cover and all he does is win games. He did it in Jacksonville with a sub-500 team. He did it last year with Indianapolis and take it over for AR and almost brought them to a wild card appearance. I mean, Aiden O'Connell threw for 3 yards, Kev, when the Raiders beat Kansas City as a 12.5-point dog. Is that what you want starting this season? With Devontae Adams as disgruntled as he is, you want to bring in Aiden O'Connell? Come on now. Yeah. He's not throwing a Rondale Moore back in the days of West Lafayette. Come on now. No way.
Now listen, Aiden O'Connell is responsible for one of the more gut-wrenching losses that I had. You mentioned the game where he did a whole lot of nothing against Kansas City. He had 9 completions. They, I think, all came in the first quarter. I had bet him over a very small amount, but he still obviously didn't get there. It was Christmas. I walked home Christmas, my mom, and I think the first thing she said, oh, what was that best bet at O'Connell? He's terrible. Mom, what are you doing to me? Running me up a flagpole. But here's the thing. Gardner Minshew's a winner. I mean, the kid's record is, 15-22? As a starter? What are you talking about? When do you give me the wazoo statistics?
He was on a gutless team in Jacksonville, and he's still Come on!
7-13 as a starter with the Jags. I don't understand.
This guy.
You love this Minshew.
Praising him in Philly. They're still praising him in Philly.
No, they're not. Only Donnie Wrightside.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I'll tell you, something's wrong with that guy.
Who's that?
Listen, he's probably calling you. Gonna need some hits in the morning to help him out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions live with you right here on a Thursday night. Major League Baseball Board. With a big-time game underway between the Mets and the Braves. We've got the New York Mets up at the bottom of the first inning. Braves threatened. Did not capitalize. We had 2 on, 1 out. And then some strikeouts there for Luis Severino got the job done. So he exits the first there with a pair of Ks. Nerfy would be on its way, as it would be 60% of the way home. Is that right? Four done. so far of the six. Let's hope that's correct. Nevertheless, I wanted to talk just a little college football because we got into it certainly with Joe, and we are now less than a month away from week zero, and you guys know the College Football Today crew will be back in action, ready to rock and roll, covering everything. And we talk about the expanded field with college football and the changes that that's going to bring to various markets, and rightfully so. The one thing for me as it pertains to everything kind of with college football and what we're going to see next year is due to this expanded field, I think it's reasonable that we see a cutoff point for what enters you into that Heisman conversation. Anybody who at any point watched the CFT knows that I don't think Jaden Daniels should have won the Heisman Trophy. Again, the swing thing that activated Jaden Daniels winning that award was Bo Nix and the Oregon Ducks losing to the Washington Huskies. And the reality for Jaden Daniels in LSU last season is, despite his phenomenal, phenomenal statistics and in certain spots excellent play, again, I don't think people will ever probably, at some point maybe they'll go back and look at how much the numbers got inflated against horrific opponents, but today's not that day, and it certainly wasn't during the season. But why I do not think Jaden Daniels would have won the Heisman last year if all you changed was the format was Jaden Daniels and LSU on the college football final rankings that set our field of four. Jaden Daniels was not inside the top 12. LSU last year was 13th. And again, kind of remember that Liberty would have been inside that top 12, so they would have been not even the last team left out. That actually would have been Oklahoma. And truly, for LSU, there really would have been no argument for them in that college football playoff. You would think, now again, different world. We had a Power 5 this year. We have a Power 4. But every team in front of LSU had two losses or less. LSU was the highest-ranked three-loss football team. But again, I bring this up to mention that Jaden Daniels winning in the Heisman Trophy wouldn't have happened. But on the other end of it, while I don't think anybody outside of that top, let's call it just the college football playoff field, will win it, you now don't have to be top four. So often, right, the idea is a guy has to be top four. Bo Nix and Oregon would have been in the college football playoff had they won the Pac-12 championship game against the Huskies. Once Bo Nix lost that game, and Oregon lost that game, not putting it all on Bo, you now had, oh, look, they're outside of the college football field as a whole. Well, in last year's rankings, Bo Nix would have still comfortably been a college football playoff team. Comfortably. Their only losses last year were to Washington, who was the second-ranked team by the committee. Oregon was eighth at the final set of rankings. So now, again, it changes things a lot, right? And I know that I don't think the lesson from last year is that if you set every record under the sun, you can win the Heisman Trophy. I don't think so. I think it's that now you do not have to come from a top four team. So keep that in mind with these college football playoff fields here. While Dylan Gabriel and Carson Beck are on two of the three teams with the best odds to make the college football playoff, it doesn't stop guys a little bit further down the board whose team's odds aren't as strong because they're still likely to make that college football playoff. We'll talk to Dave Sharapan next. We're live with you here on Game Time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you here. We're in the mix on a Thursday night. Happy to have you here. And we've got one baseball game live right now. That's Mets. That's Braves. That is top of the second, two outs. Both pitchers, it's early. Look good enough. Riley had the double, and Ozuna did draw a walk in that first inning. But Severino's clear so far. Sale, we saw three up, three down. The game in 2 hours' time was between the Angels and the Athletics. That totals up to a 10 now. If you want to get involved here, I want to just kind of click something together because I mentioned, and this is what happens, right? It's two bad pitchers, totals climbing. 9.5's available, though, on some books still. But there were a few guys that kind of jumped off the page. If you just went for a hit parlay of, let's just say we go Miguel Andujar, Brent Rooker, and then throw Rengifo in there, you get to around plus 150. Hey, look, I know all of a sudden you're doing a three-leg parlay, but I'd rather be involved with something like that than some of these guys and going minus 150 right on hits, runs, RBI. Maybe let's get a look here lineup-wise. You know, Brent Rooker with an RBI. Lawrence Butler's obviously been fantastic for Oakland in that leadoff spot. And then Andujar's a guy I'm expecting to be on base. It's that Brent Rooker RBI price here in a big time. Plus 105. I mean, it's again, you're not setting the world on fire here when you consider who the hitters are, but it's also a factor of who the pitchers are. The hesitancy for me is the pitcher's sample size. Two Rosenberg starts, and then it's the first time we've seen Stripling since May. 524. That's the last time we've seen Ross Stripling. So it almost now, and again, I don't know if I'm really going to get involved with this game. I almost now might want to flip to under 10, right? Need 11 to lose. I understand we're not talking about great pitching, but we're not talking about superstar lineups. If these guys go four innings anyway, that might not be enough time to really, really touch them up. That is now almost kind of becoming where I'm leaning here. Let's bring in our guy Dave Sharapan, the Consig, decked out in A's gear. Maybe makes this question a little bit easier for us late night, Dave.
Yes, sir. A's and over. That's what I got. Just looking at it.
Simple enough.
Oh, yeah. It'll be one of those ones. I don't know. Probably no one will be watching. I was going to get in the car and go down and watch this game in person, but got some business to take care of here. I think good seats will be available. I think we'll have a maybe, I don't know, I want to say an entertaining game, but a game with juice, Kevin. Something for the late night crowd.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, but that's, again, another, I mean, another great reason to play under the 10. Right? I mean, you know, everyone beat it, maybe with an early 9, closes 10. 5-2 final, either direction. Sounds right.
Baseball's been a minefield this week. I mean, it's been, I think the Dogs went 11-3 yesterday. Day before was 11-3 to the under.
Is that the All-Star break?
Been a tough, I don't know what to attribute it to directly, but the good pitching lines up on 2 days ago, whenever it was. So it wrapped around. That was Aces Day. I used to call that in the book Aces Day. So when you get that, you know, like Sale's going tonight, he got rained out, so he got a day skipped. But usually all those good pitchers go, you know, today. I mean, we saw Cease earlier today. I didn't even know how to mention it for the Nationals crowd here on the show. You know, I got no hit.
Great. I don't think we've talked about it enough. I don't think we've talked about it enough.
What a performance. Yeah.
Second time they were shut out in the series. The first time came on Dinger Tuesday. They got beat up in this series in a major way, the Nationals.
Yeah. Listen, this next couple days is going to determine teams' fate like the Nationals, right? You know, I was in Pittsburgh last weekend, and I think the Buccos are in it. I mean, the Buccos got a big series this weekend in Arizona, followed by a big series in Houston. And it looks like Skeens is lining up to pitch Monday, which will be fun. But Keller answered the bell. I saw Ortiz pitch an unbelievable game. The Pirates have a winning record post-All-Star break. It's been a while since I could say that, Kevin. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, you should be excited about it. Let's talk about the guy for a second. I was pleasantly surprised by something in the start with Paul Skeens, and it was not that they threw him back out there for the top of the ninth. I don't know, I've kind of been – they're not babying him. Like, we've learned that. No. They're not babying him. What I was pleasantly surprised by was his odds move after that performance in a positive direction. The FanDuel number, that's what we use as that 20-to-1 bar, went from plus 550 to plus 370. Look, I don't know if that's people clicking. I don't know if that's their own protection. But the fact that we are no longer in a society that goes, oh, he lost nightmare, and went, you know, he was absolutely fantastic. Shame on that lineup for not hitting Lance Lynn. Move the number. The kid's a beast.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. And it could be one of either one of those things. I mean, listen, there's a lot of national shows that are talking about this, and we've been talking about this here all summer for a long time. Yeah. And not that we started it, but I know we started the talk about the Cy Young. There's no question about that. So, yeah, I all this talk, you know, about shutting him down and babying him. He threw seven pitches and six pitches in the seventh and the eighth of that game. Two really good innings. He looked physically fine. Get back out there. We're going to win the game for you in the bottom of the ninth. So tie game, he went back out there to try to, you know, leave it to the offense to win it in the bottom, and they didn't. He left losing for the first time ever. He lost the first time ever in the bigs, and his odds to win the Cy Young went down. And then Wheeler goes and pitches an absolute gem. An absolute gem. I was like, man, if we'd have got a, you know, if the Twins would have got to Wheeler, and they didn't score that day either, the Phillies, and the Phillies found a way to win, we might have been a lot closer. It's going to be there the rest of August.
Well, 1,000%. I mean, listen, so it's kind of funny. I've had people, and I'm sure, you know, you've had, you know, big tickets, people reach out like, hey, man, what a call. You know, some people have reached out to me like, man, that Skeens call is incredible. And I almost feel dirty getting that credit because I tell people, like, that 200-to-1 ticket was bet on knowing that that number was wrong, but I kept screaming he won't win. The number, though, that I think you and I, it shifted. And there was a moment when he was sitting there still 60-to-1, 55-to-1. And I was like, guys, he can win it now. What are you doing with this number? Listen, the 200-to-1, I'll give you a pass on it, even if it was a mistake. Why are you still going double the other store when the kid's got real juice? And then he threw the no-hitter. Seven innings of work, obviously, only. But and then they went, whoops, down, down, down. And now here we are. I think one of the big numbers, man, that tells the story, and look, I know it's not the end-all, be-all, but there are two pitchers that have more wins above replacement than him, according to Baseball Reference. I know it's not perfect, but all I'm telling you is that is a statistic that the more you go, the more you stack up.
Right.
Well, so don't tell me that he hasn't pitched enough, Dave, because clearly he has.
Oh, he has, and he's building. I mean, the books finally acquiesced it and made the K-prop 8.5, tired of putting it at 7.5 with juice because he keeps finishing with 8 or a little bit more, 9, you know. So they moved that number. They had to move that number. His ERA is down to what, 1.83, 1.85?
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Five, something like that. It's worth a discussion and has been for a while. The price has finally caught up to what we've been talking about. Do you like this one? I picked this one up while I was in Pittsburgh. It's not bad. Stars on stars. Bro.
It's not bad. Don't take it as slander, but it's not your best. Pirates hat.
Yeah.
That's just because you got other great Pirates hats. I think that's.
I do.
I think the classic Pirate red flag is really nice. We'll be right back. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live with you right here. I'm Kevin Walsh. I'm joined by Dave Sharp. Pam, Kinsig, it's good to have you. So, man, it's funny. I have there are times I get joined, man. Like, hey, Dave, you know, the NBA draft's coming up. And I don't really say much after that. Hey, Dave, NFL draft's coming up. And, you know, you just walk me like, man, leave me alone with all this stuff, right? Dave, archery, rugby, swimming. I mean, talk to me here. The process for the Olympics, I don't even know where to begin. Where did you guys begin?
I got a special hat made. The guy made a special Olympic hat for the BVB. It's an American flag and
not bad.
Gold S and all this other stuff. Not bad. As far as betting it, team sports only. That's the only, in my whole life, the only thing I ever did was the team sports. Now, a lot of people will watch it. I don't know how many people actually bet it. And when we did it here, we made the mistake of trying with the Winter Olympics first in the individual sports and the different things. And it was a whole lot of work, and we didn't get any action. So when we did it for the summer, we went very light, and we got no complaints. So in my time in the book here in Vegas, very rarely, barely touched it. But, you know, the basketball will get the handle. That'll be a source of discussion for the entire tournament. I think not just the men's, like the women's and like the women's soccer. Did they lose today? Did that happen?
No, they won. They won.
Okay, they won. Okay. All right. I thought they got upset. Yeah. All right. Just making sure.
So I've been trying to figure out, Dave, and look, I think on a day-to-day basis, we'll have some fun, we'll follow stuff. If you out there want to bet all of it, look, I'll give you what I can. Sports Rage, Gabriel Morenci.
Oh, he loves
it. He was sending tweets out today about he was so upset that they closed the archery board before he could get stuff off. And let me tell you, there, he means that. But I've been trying to figure out, for the not-Gabe division, what are people going to bet on at the Olympics, right? And basketball, 100%, right? Because people are used to betting on LeBron and Embiid and SGA and Wemby, right? It's easier. Giannis. And then I think golf, soccer, tennis. Golf field's loaded. Yep. Tennis is Alcaraz, Novak.
Yep.
And then the soccer, men's and women's, we're right off Copa, Euros. It's a little different, but that's kind of what I figure. That's where your handle's going to be. That's my read on it, right?
100%. It's the bets that are closest to something that people already know. Like betting on the 4x100. I mean, you can make numbers, but you don't normally do that, so not a lot of people dive in. And there's a lot of fun events that I think would be really cool to bet on. Like, I love team handball. I love watching the team handball. I don't know if I would bet on it. Now, I might bet it in-game if books are going to, you know, because I feel like I would have more of a shot watching it and getting a feel for what might happen. I know the rules, and I've watched it played in person, so that's different. But, like, one of the best moments I ever had on Sports Grid was watching the marathon, women's marathon, with Gabe on the air and him having action on it, and watching the woman that he had bet make a late charge, and he had a nice price, and she ran out of gas. It was priceless, but it was like It was 12-1 or something like that. And you can find a lot of well-paying bets all over the place.
So okay, so that's kind of the thing that kind of breaks my mind. And maybe the reason it's so funny, I draw to those four sports. It's not just the stars, but I don't have to learn the rules.
Right.
And then learn who the people are. Right? Like, so there's a lot of sets of work to be done. But no, legitimately, Dave, and again, I don't know, is this stuff all computerized? Like, to your knowledge, how does FanDuel have this menu to the caliber that which they do for the Olympics?
So a lot of it's automated where you set the menu up. I could tell you how to do it. It might be boring, but you set the menu up with the names and then you input the prices pretty easily. And then it's almost all auto mover stuff. There may not be a human being even watching it because of the lack of action, or there might be one person specifically responsible for the swimming odds or the diving odds, and they were given the preview. Or what we used to do would spend 2 days of research. I got three sports. You got three sports, not the team sports. You would get archery because you said it. I would give you wrestling because you're a wrestling fan. And I would give you judo and say, get to work on these combat sports. Give me something, you know, and I would do three and we would all get together and put out a menu and, you know, see where the chips fall.
What's very funny is you mentioned wrestling, and it's one of the few not obvious ones where I like recognize the name. Like, I know who Spencer Lee is, the kid from Iowa.
See?
Right.
That's why you're the guy in the room doing the wrestling numbers.
Again, not the favorite. Like, all right, maybe I'll just bet Spencer Lee. You know, right now, second odds, though, right? So we're right there. Like, all right, we're in shouting. Like, Dave, and again, we have a little bit of time after this, so maybe, you know, you have more time to answer it.
Yeah.
Like, how often do we get a crazy upset at the Olympics and the books are like, oh, no? Like, is it more long shots or is it more favorites at the Olympics?
I think it's more favorites, especially in those.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Off sports. It's the favorites.
Start parlaying and be like, I don't know, -250. Couldn't lose. Wait a minute, bad beat on this volleyball. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here. It's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. I'm with Dave Sharapan. Consig, it's great to have you here on a Thursday night. And again, people are getting set for the Olympics. And, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, other sports. But I think we agree. I don't think it's really a debate. The basketball is going to be betting-wise at minimum. I do not want to pretend that I know what the TV ratings are going to do, right? Simone Biles might be a next-level draw. I'm not sure. From a gambling perspective, it's going to be the basketball. As you can already tell, it's got the most markets, right?
Correct.
Do the books need anyone but USA? Like, what's the story there?
No, everybody bets the USA, but the USA is such an overwhelming favorite. Like, you know, the soccer, you don't want the USA to win when you're in the book. Feels kind of a little bit awkward rooting against the country, like when you're working there, but their price is, you know, 25-1. When those 25-1s hit and are overwhelmingly dominant in the handle, they leave a mark. So they usually result in meetings and stuff. But, I mean, as excited as I am for the Olympics, hopefully we'll be talking more about, you know, next week. I mean, it's football season. You know, I didn't see you for a couple of days. I heard you talking about the Heisman. I heard you talking about all this other stuff. Big Ten Media Days happened this week. They put this big duck in the water in Indy. And, you know, Oregon's the second choice. We went through the schedule today. Did you see their season wins, K-Dub? 9.5, 10.5. I mean, are they going to run the table first year in the Big Ten?
Listen, I always talk about this. I'm a ways away from being there, but once I'm there, I'll give you the definitive answer. But what I will say with Oregon is all the stuff that made that team so fired up and ready to beat the brakes off Colorado, at no point did Oregon realize how similar they were to Colorado in terms of how they act. Like, they put out a mini documentary of them beating up Colorado. You know who would do that? Colorado. They put a big duck in the pond outside Big Ten Media Days. That's what Colorado, you know, they would have put a Deion statue out there. I like it. I like it. But Oregon used that as fuel to beat up on Colorado. They are providing fuel. Again, I like that. But if it comes back the other way, it can get messy. Let me ask you something quick before you get out of here. I don't know if you're if you're on a time crunch, but we talk sometimes about how markets that don't have a no, it's not super fair, right?
Right.
NBA draft is the example I'm going to use because it was just most recent. Odds to be a top 10 pick, we had about 12, 13 guys with a minus price, right? Which is, and that's before you get into doing the calculations of how inaccurate it is. College football make the playoffs. 12 spots. Dave, there's only seven with a minus number.
We're going to have to do a whole show on this.
And listen, I'm probably kind of fallen into a trap, but I'm appreciative, Dave. Only seven teams with a minus number in that market, as opposed to 15, which is kind of what I would have expected.
Yep. Well, you can't make 15. You got to take bets. They all can't get in. You can't.
But they do it. You know they do it.
You want to take action.
You know they do it.
You can't. Right. So I don't know. How many teams did a Big Ten get in? This is a big discussion today on BVB. Peralt said it could be four. Four SEC, four Big Ten, and the rest fill out the day. How are they going to let four Big Ten teams in? They're not, are they?
I'm thinking seven SEC and Big Ten.
Okay. That's fine. But you know they ain't going to let four Big Ten and three SEC. SEC wins.
Why not?
They always win. No way.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. I think you'd be look, off of last year, the Big Ten would have put Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and then they added Oregon and Washington. That's five. It's different.
No
conferences.
Chance.
Listen, they're not putting five in.
No way.
What's the number, though? Over under three flat? What's the number? How many they get in?
I said three max. I might make it two and a half.
I'd take your over. I don't know what
that
the VIG is, but I would take the over.
Minus 180.
I got to put it with the golf or something. I got to figure
it
out.
Later.
Get out of here, Dave. In-game live's up next. I will see you Saturday right here at Game Time Decisions.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.